News coming up at 9 o'clock, and after that, Ian and Chris will take you through the morning. Well, to round out the show this morning, we're going to talk about angel investors, angel financing, angel funding. What's it all about? Just before we introduce our next guest, I thought I might mention that next week we are going to be talking about franchising in the show. What's involved? How do you assess a good franchise? How do you monetize it? How do you get engaged with the franchisor? What should be your negotiation? So we'll take you through that next week. But I thought it might be interesting to look, if the situation is that you've come up with a wonderful idea to set up a business, you've been to your bank and they've declined to give you the finance, where do you go to next? Well, the answer could be angel investors. And joining me from a company called Project Prospectus, they specialize in this, Theo Afakoudis. Did I say that correctly?
That's pretty close.
You're happy to talk? Well, I'll just call you Theo. How's that?
Yeah, Theo's fine.
Theo, thank you for your time this morning. Tell us about angel investors or angel funding. What's it all about?
Well, as you said in your intro, it is that the other form of funding, when a bank may have said no for whatever reason, all is not lost. You can turn to individuals who really do specialise in pretty much buying parts of businesses, but also imparting their skill set and helping people grow that business.
So there's a requirement then, this is the next step, isn't it? I mean, the bank is really looking at the financial side of the business, but an angel investor is someone who wants to become involved in the business?
Look, everything's up for negotiation, but that is typically correct. They usually have some sort of specialist skill set, so which they can help with the business.
Part of the deal is... And this is why you need to really work out whether this is what you want to do, because effectively you're taking on a partner, aren't you?
Absolutely, correct. So there's, as well as the financial part of it, there's also, like any partner you take on, you need a personality match as well.
And I think you hit the nail on the head there too, where you said, this has got to be something that you want to do. You've got to think this thing through and make sure that you're going to be compatible with that person.
Absolutely, that's 100% correct.
So what are the steps to go through? Firstly, how do you find an angel investor?
Yeah, okay, so there's a few steps to go through. Firstly, like anything, it's preparation. So you need to get your documentation in order, get your financials in order, and that's something we specialise in. And secondly, there's actually specialist services, which are called matching services, which you can join. And they help you match to an angel investor.
I can imagine there'd probably be a couple of levels of this, Theo. Would there, like, you'd be looking at maybe a couple of $100,000, and it could even get up into the millions of dollars?
Absolutely correct. Look, typically it's from a couple hundred thousand to the million, and depending on how much you're searching for, you also trigger parts of legislation which you have to be aware of and work within.
So this would be a legislation through ASIC?
Correct.
Governed by ASIC. And would that be where you'd be required to be a lot more definitive about the prospectus of the business?
Yeah, no, it's actually, ASIC's more concerned about who you're targeting.
Okay.
To be more specific, yeah. Mm. So they're very sensitive about, and rightly so, people going to the public, for instance, looking for this sort of funding.
Now, you mentioned at the early part, everything's up for negotiation. That would be that would include, I guess, the percentage of the business that you're willing to give up for the amount of money?
Correct.
Is that...
That really is a $64,000 question, because that's where the sensitivity lies, so to speak.
Does it come down to, what's the business worth or what's it going to be worth, and what are you actually putting on the table?
Correct. But even that statement, what's the business worth, that you can differ largely on that. There's no real rule of thumb. But the way I sort of advise clients to look at it is that simple, do you want to own a whole lot of a small pie or a smaller piece of a larger pie down the track?
Let's go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, and also, they're both on the same side, like the investor or the angel and the client. really wants a business to do well.
Yeah.
And that's something that is often forgotten in the negotiation.
That was going to be the point I wanted to pick up on, actually, because I would imagine the angel investor, the last thing they'd want is to have a demotivational package in place for the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
They'd want to make sure that they're pretty enrolled in the business, which would include things like how much control, what are the KPIs, all of these things, I guess, come into that mix of that negotiation.
Absolutely. There are some key things that the angels look for, particularly like the management experience. In effect, the person looking for the angel can make it easy for the angel to say yes if they just prepare for this meeting, so to speak.
So what things should they be preparing then? Tell us.
So as you can imagine, like all angels are inundated with opportunities and propositions. And so the biggest mistake I find that clients make is just making it too difficult for the angel to get to the information they need. So basically, there are some very key things to sort of bring to the forefront when you're speaking to an angel. Firstly is your experience in the industry. Now, that holds extreme weighting because they want someone who knows the industry, knows the market, and has a great depth of experience in there. Other few things include protection. How protected is the business? Are there patents in place? Is there any other sort of strong form of competitive advantage the business brings to the table? Scalability is also very key. You know, an angel wants a business, or typically wants a business that can scale and grow quickly without too much further capital investment. Another major one is a business owner who understands the risks of the business and
yes.
the market.
Yes.
In my experience, if you bring those points to the forefront, then you're making it easier for the investor to basically say yes.
So simplifying that, I mean, you're looking at the financial projections, you're looking at the proprietor's background, how much experience they've got, how much knowledge they have of the particular industry, an understanding of the business risks, which could be as simple as a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Absolutely. But you'd be really surprised. Like, some people, you know, will write something on the back of a napkin and say, "Hey, I need $1 million."
That's right.
So it really is that being prepared. Like when you're selling anything, you need to be prepared and understand what you're offering and the strengths and weaknesses of what you're offering.
Yeah, wonderful stuff, yeah. So angel investors and investor funding is often overlooked as a viable way to finance a franchise purchase, but well worth considering. Yeah, wonderful. Theo Afakoudis has been my guest from projectprospectus.com.au. Lots of great information at that website too. Theo, do you mind if we give a mobile number out as well? If anyone wants to.
Happy to help anyone.
Yeah, 0412 800 440. That's 0412 800 440. Theo Afakoudis from projectprospectus.com.au. Theo, thanks for your time and enjoying. I hope you enjoy the rest of Sunday.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
Thank you very much, Theo.
Bye.